Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to be looking at some of the comments that judges leave on your dressage score sheets. The judges' remarks on your dressage score sheet are intended to act as an aid to help you with your schooling at home. Now, the judge will point out areas that need work as well as those that are pleasing. If you are new to competing, some of these comments can be a little confusing, so here is a glossary of commonly used judges' remarks to help you get the most from your dressage tests. Number one, crooked, or it's sometimes referred to as quarters left or quarters right. Now, this is the first remark that you're likely to encounter as the judge assesses your centre line at the beginning of the dressage test. It refers to the horse's quarters pushing left or right of the centre line as he attempts to evade taking the weight back onto his hocks. You might also get this remark in the canter work if your horse's quarters come in along the long side of the arena. Again, this is a balance issue. Number two, on the forehand or could be more uphill. So this comment refers to the impression that the majority of the horse's weight is on his shoulders and his balance is therefore downhill. Now, this way of going is typical of young horses that are not engaged enough to carry the weight back onto their hindquarters. If this is a comment that you get frequently, pop by our website howtodressage.com because we do have an article titled How to Get Your Horse Off His Forehand. Number three, above the bit or hollow. Now, this refers to the fact that the horse is not working over his back and through into a round frame and an elastic contact. So the horse will carry his head too high, allowing his top line to hollow and his hocks to trail. Again, if this is an issue that you have, pop by our website because we do have an article titled How to Ride Your Horse on the Bit. Number four, against the hand. Now, when a horse is said to be against the hand, he will probably also be above the bit. Now, the horse should work forward over the back into a round outline and an elastic contact. A horse that is against the hand will often show the following resistance to the bit. So he may have his mouth open, he may be tilting his head, he may have an unsteady head and he might snatch at the contact, his tongue might be out of the side of his mouth, and he might also cross his jaw in downward transitions. Again, we have an article for this on our blog, so if you have this issue, head over to our website and search for the article, How to Stop Your Horse Coming Against the Bit. Number five, tense or tight through the back. Now, you may see this comment on your score sheet if your horse has been distracted by the unfamiliar surroundings or if he's become worried or anxious. Now, tension can manifest itself through spookiness, tighten through the top line, not going forward, shortening of the steps, and losing the correct rhythm. Now, if your horse is one that does get tense and tight when he goes away to competitions, then pop by the website and search for the article, How to Encourage Your Horse to Relax at Competitions. Number six, wide behind. Now, you'll see this comment if your horse loses engagement into the halt or into the medium trot or medium canter. So basically what is happening is in order to evade taking the weight back onto his hocks, the horse is simply splaying his hind legs. Number seven, behind the vertical. So this remark describes a horse whose nose is no longer on or is not slightly in front of the vertical. Now, sometimes due to tension or lack of balance, the horse will shorten his neck and tuck his head into his chest. Now, this can also be a way of showing resistance to the contact. It's most commonly seen in horses that are ridden in a double bridle as they attempt to evade the action of the curb. Now, if you have this issue, we also have an article on helping you correct this, so pop by the website and search for How to Stop Your Horse Coming Behind the Vertical. Number eight, losing rhythm. So this comment is made when the horse's rhythm is not consistent. Often the rhythm is variable due to tension or because of a momentary loss of balance through a turn or after a transition. Number nine, irregular. Irregular is a comment that you definitely don't want to see on your score sheet. And the reason is because judges are taught not to use the words lame or unlevel. And the reason for that is because riders have been known to send letters from their vet two dressage committees insisting that their horse is sound after a judge has commented on its lack of soundness. So if a judge deems a horse to be momentarily unlevel or not quite right, you will see the comment irregular on your score sheet. Now, in cases of very marked lameness, the judge will stop the competitor and tell them that, in their opinion, the horse is unsound. Now, if this happens to you, you should retire or you may be eliminated immediately on horse welfare grounds. Number 10, needs more jump. Now, a canter that is flat and lacking impulsion is sometimes commented on as lacking jump. Now, that can be a common error that riders make when attempting to collect the canter in the early stages of the horse's training. If you get this comment, then pop by the website and search for the articles How to Make Your Horse's Canter Stronger and How to Ride Collected Canter. Number 11, needs to show more difference. So this comment usually refers to the medium trot and the medium canter at novice levels. So the judge is looking to see a clear difference in stride length between the working and the medium paces. Now, if that difference is lacking, you may get the comment needs to show more difference. If you have this issue, we do have articles on our website showing you correctly how to ride the medium trot and the medium canter and what the judges are looking for in their movements. Number 12, needs more ground cover. So this term is often used to describe a weak medium or extended trot or canter that lacks ground cover. So for example, the steps are just too short. Now sometimes you might also get this comment against the free or extended walk for the exact same reason. Number 13, head tilting. You'll get this remark if the horse tips his head to one side, and this usually happens around a small circle or any exercise that requires the horse to flex at the poll and bend uniformly through his body. Number 14, behind the leg. So this remark is a little self-explanatory and refers to a horse that is not going forward from his rider's leg aids. If you struggle with this and you get this comment a lot, pop by the website and search for the article How to Get Your Horse in Front of the Leg. Number 15, short in the neck. Now sometimes, rather than working through his neck to seek the bit, a horse will contract his neck to come away from the contact. Now this fault often occurs when a horse has been ridden in a double bridle and the rider is using too much curb rein. Number 16, halt not square. So when asked to halt, the horse should execute a balanced transition, leaving him standing square, or as they say, with a leg in each corner. Now, if the horse halts with a leg trailing, you will be penalised and you will get the comment of halt not being square. If you get this comment a lot and you struggle with this movement, then again, pop by the website and search for the article How to Ride a Good Halt. Number 17, resting hind. So some horses have a habit of resting one hind leg when you're in halt, and that's when you'll get the comment of resting hind. If your horse does this, we also have an article titled How to Stop Your Horse from Resting a Hind Leg in Halt. Number 18, immobility not maintained. So in the directives on your dressage sheet for the halt at the end of every test, you'll see the instruction halt, immobility, salute. Now, if the horse fidgets or the rider salutes immediately and then leaves the arena, you may see the comment immobility not maintained on your score sheet. If your horse has trouble standing still, pop by our website and search for the article How to Teach Your Horse to Stand Still. Number 19, on two tracks. So on two tracks refers to the horse being crooked. The horse should always move as if he's on railway tracks, and the hind feet should always step into the prints left by the corresponding forelegs. Now, if your horse is crooked, you will see that he's moving on two tracks instead of one. If you have this issue, then search for the article How to Keep Your Horse Straight. Number 20, not tracking up. So this comment will be used for the walk and occasionally trot when the judge sees that the steps are too short. So the hind feet should step into the prints left by the corresponding forelegs. Now, if this doesn't happen, the horse can be described as not tracking up. Now, tension is often the cause of this fault, although it can happen if the walk is over-collected. Number 21, hollowing. So this refers to when the horse loses his outline or his frame, and it can be said to hollowing. If you have this issue, pop by the website and search for the article How to Ride Your Horse on the Bit. Number 22, running. So this is a comment that is used when a medium trot is merely a faster version of the working trot. So the horse covers no extra ground, but instead he rushes or runs ahead. If you have this issue, search for the article How to Ride Medium Trot. Number 23, unsteady halt or fidgeting. So the horse should stand completely still in halt. If he moves or refuses to remain immobile, the judge may remark that he's fidgeting or unsteady. This is very similar to the comment we made earlier about immobility. Therefore, if you do struggle with this, you can search for the same article, which is How to Teach a Horse to Stand Still. Number 24, circle, not round. So when you ride a circle, you must ensure that it is of the correct size, it is of the correct shape, and that it is round. It's not square and it's not oval shaped. If you struggle getting nice equal round circles, then go to our website and search for the article How to Ride a Good Circle. Number 25, not centered. Now you'll get this comment if you've ridden a circle that is not placed correctly. For example, a 15 metre circle that is at A should be ridden at A, not a metre or two to one side of the letter. Number 26, loops not even. So this comment usually applies to serpentines because each loop of the serpentine must be the same size. Now if you ride one loop smaller than the others, you'll be penalised for lack of accuracy and the comment you get will be loops not even or loops unequal. If you struggle with getting even loops, then search for the article on our website called How to Ride a Serpentine. Number 27, high behind or croup high. High behind or croup high refers to the same fault in the horse's way of going. So this comment is usually given for canter work, transitions or flying changes, and it refers to the horse's croup popping up while the forehand remains on the ground. Number 28, dwelt. So this comment refers to a transition that is not ridden forwards, and it's especially common in transitions from trot or walk into canter. Number 29, hocks trailing. So if the horse's hocks are out behind him instead of stepping underneath his body to take his weight, you might get this comment, and it is usually seen in the medium trot or the extended trot or also in the halt. Number 30, losing connection and frame. So this comment is used to describe a transition where the horse comes above the bit and loses balance, usually because the connection through his back to the rider's hands is momentarily lost. You might also see this remark when the horse loses his balance and outline during the medium trot. Number 31, too free. So you'll get this remark for a collected walk where the steps are not collected enough. It's another way of saying lacks collection. Number 32, not in diagonals. So when you ride the rein back, the horse's legs must move in clear diagonals. Now if they don't, you'll get this comment of not in diagonals. If you struggle with the rein back, we do have an article on our website called How to Rein Back. Number 33, dragging. So in the rein back, the horse must take clear, clean steps in a diagonal sequence. Sometimes horses tend to drag their feet and hurry backwards, and that is when you'll get this comment. Again, take a look at the article, How to Rein Back. Number 34, falling in. So if the horse drifts away from the track or through the corners of the arena due to lack of balance, you'll get this comment. And if you have a horse that tends to fall in, pop by our website and search for the article, How to Stop Your Horse from Falling In. Number 35, falling out through the shoulder. So horses often fall out through the shoulder when they're executing movements such as shoulder in or small circles. Now this is a serious fault that usually indicates a lack of lateral suppleness or balance. The rider mark in the collectives will also be affected because the rider's lack of effectiveness. If you have a horse that commonly falls out through the shoulder, then search on our website for the article, How to Stop Your Horse from Falling Out. Number 36, wandering. So you'll get this remark if your centre lines aren't straight and you allow the horse to wander or drift. To make sure you ride a good centre line, pop by our website and search for the article, How to Ride a Good Centre Line. Number 37, leaning in. So this comment refers to the horse using his inside shoulder to prop himself up around the corners and circles as an evasion to use his inside hind leg to balance himself. Now this fault also indicates a lack of suppleness to the bend. Number 38, G and R not clear. So this remark refers to the give and retake of the reins exercise. The judge may say G and R not clear if you didn't clearly release the contact. So to make sure you get a good mark for the give and retake, you have to make it very obvious to avoid receiving this comment. If you struggle getting top marks for your give and retake, pop by the website and search for the article, How to Ride a Give and Retake of the Reins. Number 39, brief G and R. So this comment is very similar to the one previously, but rather than the G and R not being clear, the judge has been able to see it, but it's just been very brief. So try to give and retake the reins over three strides so that you can't be criticised for being too brief. Number 40, stuck. So this comment often refers to walk pirouettes that often stick. So this happens when the horse loses his rhythm and his hind feet stop stepping. Now this typically happens if the pirouette is made too small for his stage of training or if he loses activity. If you struggle getting top marks for your walk pirouettes, pop by the website and search for the article, How to Ride a Walk Pirouette. Number 41, stepping out. So stepping out is another fault in the pirouettes. Instead of his hind feet describing a small circle, the horse steps out with one hind leg to avoid the exercise. Number 42, quarters trailing. So you'll usually get this remark for a half pass or a leg yield where the horse loses the correct positioning and his quarters are left behind. Number 43, quarters leading or in advance. Now this is kind of the opposite of the previous comment and it is a term used to describe a half pass where the horse's hindquarters appear to be moving ahead of his shoulders. So to wrap this episode up, these are probably the most commonly used terms that you'll find on your dressage sheet that may require further explanation. Now if you don't understand something that a judge has written, don't be afraid to ask them for clarification. Most judges are very approachable and they are happy to explain what they mean. Now if there are any comments that you think we have missed, please do let us know. Now depending on how you listen to the podcast, you could leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website, you can comment on our YouTube video, or you can hit us up on any one of our other social media platforms of Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.